My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
People up in arms right now over the possibilities of the Browns. Not now. Now, not maybe moving to Brook Park.
I still think they're moving.
Quick, around the room. Do you still think the Browns are moving to Brook Park?
Owen. You got me as a yes.
Owen. Yes. Mitch.
Yes.
That's four yeses.
The yeses been have it.
Wrong before, but there's four yeas. Mr. Lima votes yay. There you go. As we celebrate the 50th anniversary still over the weekend of Richard Nixon leaving office. Tone, what do you remember? Kidding. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on with the dome right now, and, or the possibilities of there being no dome, or them redoing along the lakefront. Daryl was on with us at the 8 o'clock hour, and Daryl was fiery, as always. Listen to that interview, 92.3thefan.com.
Why Sunday? Why were the responses on Sunday? Why was it Sunday morning and then a Sunday afternoon?
I don't know.
After the first preseason game, did they want people to go into the stadium and go, hey, guys, it's not as bad as we thought?
I remember I thought of a theory, and then I thought it was a stupid theory, and then I forgot it. So thank God. But I don't want to remember it and say it and then it have it be a stupid theory.
Well, just make something up.
But why it came out on a Sunday yesterday. It
makes no sense to me.
I don't know. I don't know what it was. In fact, if it went the other way.
If you were trying to get me on your side, don't do it Sunday morning.
Once you see there's a possibility of something new, you can't help. You can't help it. There's so many. This is why, like, when we moved, I don't like looking at realtor.com. Now, I'll be a looky-loo here and there, but, like, I don't look at houses in Streetsboro on realtor.com. I don't want to move out of Streetsboro. And if I look at houses on Streetsboro on Realtor, then I start wondering. I'm like, no, you got a great situation. Your neighbors are there with you. There's 9 boys in the neighborhood, including my sons. You got 10 kids overall. Our neighbors are great. We've been on vacation together. We have a nickname for our neighborhood and our little circle there. I have a great big Halloween gathering every single year. I mean, come on. Why on earth would you want to pick up, go through the stress and well, this house has a really nice patio, and it stays in Streetsboro. Then I might not know who those neighbors are. You start to think this way. That's why I don't even want to bother with it. I don't start looking at cars.com until I really think I need a new car. When you start looking at cars.com and you start thinking what could be, then you start to look at your own situation and go, you know, this one, it's got high miles on it. You know, I had to take this one back because it had a sunroof issue and I didn't like how long it took. And you start doing that to your own building once I see a great big rendering. So I really think to the general fan, to the ones who don't care about sports, who are political beings, they're probably fight the power, man. But I think to the general fan, it's like too little, too late. I want out. We're going over to the Brook Park Stadium.
And just make sure that it's somehow affordable. that's what they're always going to sell you on. Nobody's going to ever sell you on, well, this is going to be 3 times as expensive.
Yeah.
I don't lead with that.
But a lot, do you not believe that a lot of the general fan, maybe the one that doesn't have that in mind or doesn't live in Cuyahoga County, which a lot of people who go to Browns games actually don't live in Cuyahoga County. But if you got the fan who's living outside of Cuyahoga County, goes, them in the state, they'll figure it out.
Yeah.
They'll get something figured out. They ain't got to worry about it. Look at that thing. That thing looks nice. That's a whole neighborhood there. Got tree-lined parking lots, the whole deal. Boy, I hope they hold on to those trees. I hope it just doesn't become some concrete, like, wasteland. I hope they keep them trees when they do it. Because it still seems to me that, yeah, they're going to do it. 216-474-0092. All right, I want to get to Amari Cooper here in a minute. Let me get to the phones. Ryan, listen in Louisville, Kentucky on the free Odyssey app. You're next up on the Fan. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, good morning, guys. Obviously, don't live in Cleveland anymore. Season ticket member. I'm excited about being able to get off an airplane and public transportation down to the stadium in like 10 minutes. But I still do like open-air football. I've been to Indy, Detroit, New Orleans, Atlanta. It seems like a different product. I still want to be in an outdoor stadium. The problem is ours was done in such haste and so poorly and so boring. I can't even imagine what a renovation would be that would change my mind about that. I've been to about half the stadiums. The only ones I think are worse than ours is Buffalo and Oakland. So, but with the
Buffalo's getting a new stadium.
Isn't the Brook Park thing, if we don't do that, if we keep it in Cleveland, isn't that extremely short-sighted? Like, don't like brighter minds have to say, what are we going to do? Then we're going to be revisiting this in a decade and a half?
That was my whole thought of it. If we do this renovation, I don't want to do this in 10 years. I mean, how long has it been since Joe Banner was here and we did the new scoreboards and the new sound system and the other new things here?
This station launched.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago. So, and that was a lot of money that people were upset about at the time. So, Ryan, I don't want to do that either. I really don't.
They've got to guys, I tell you, the one thing, if we stay down there, they have to build that land bridge where we're all not trying to funnel through two bridges to get in and out. They've got to get us an easier way in and out of the stadium where the we're all bridge. Not walking like zombie apocalypse across the bridges.
The land bridge. Boy, I've heard about the land bridge. Ryan, how old are you?
I'm 41.
Yeah, so we've been hearing about the land bridge our entire lives. Ryan, thank you very much for the call. That land bridge.
That and phase two of the casino.
That and phase two of the casino. You're right about that. Which, by the way, Andy texted us and said the deadline the city of Cleveland gave to the Browns to respond to the letter is today. Might have something to do with it. And I go, all right, so they're really going to make sure the Browns turn them down on that proposal there, because that's what it comes out. Now, I'm not ripping Andy for sending that. That's true. It was on August 12th.
Well, did they send the letter to the Browns earlier in the week, and then we saw it yesterday?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, I can imagine there is something that we will talk about tomorrow where they're going to say thanks, but no thanks. And we'll continue to play political football. Dan in Seven Hills.
I just want to play actual football.
You're next up on the Fan. Hello.
In a dome.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
We're doing okay, Dan. Go right on ahead, friend.
Yeah. I'm all in favor of them building the stadium. It's just that I am shocked the EPA allowed them, these plans to go forward in Brook Park, because that's a site of an old car factory. And that ground is so contaminated with everything that comes with the car factory, heavy metals, oils, everything like that, I wonder why the Haslam's got that on the cheap, because I would worry that they start digging there, this price is either going to skyrocket or you're going to end up something like over on Vista Way on the 480 bridge there.
See, because everybody likes to say that the old stadium was built on top of a landfill. I didn't know any of that. Now, I don't know if that's... Yeah, go ahead, Dan.
They're going to have to real deep, and they can't just move that dirt. That dirt's going to be contaminated, so I don't know where they're going to ship that dirt off to, but they're going to have to go real deep.
The closest...
To get past.
I heard they were coming to...
I know.
Yeah, I thought it was Seven Hills. They were going to go put it right in Dan's front yard.
You stop? That's a legitimate concern Dan may have.
Just fill in Cleveland Browns Stadium and have monster truck rallies.
I don't know how true it is or not. I'm just pointing that out. That would be a legitimate concern, would it not be, Tone? Okay.
I thought maybe I have to do a little more digging. I do think that was brought up, some of the what they thought was, like the caller just said, either hazardous or contaminated. And was it one of the local big-time excavating groups that own the land to begin with that the Browns were going to strike a deal with? So we'll look into it. But I appreciate the concern over it. I mean, I imagine that is something the state is not just not just going to go in willy-nilly and say, oh, we'll chance it. We'll chance it with our new football stadium.
Oh, they won't?
In this case?
I would hope not.
How litigious our society is today?
I'm just, you know, things got a little bit weird about a year ago out east. I'm just, you know, it scares us. That's all I'm going to say about that. Bill and Independence, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, Bill.
Yeah, I just have a couple of a few talking points. One is, I know you guys brought up the idea about land exchange with City of Cleveland and City of Brook Park.
I don't know how realistic that is, but well, it's an idea.
But the reality of that is when Cleveland did that with Brook Park for the airport properties and stuff, Brook Park kind of took it on the chin. So that's kind of I don't think that's a real decent option. The other thing is you know, nobody felt sorry for the city of Brook Park when you know, Ford Motor Company started downsizing operations there in Brook Park.
Or when the adult clubs were removed.
Yeah, they lost a lot of business, too. I like the gentleman from Seven Hills, who from the EPA, who offered all that information about the toxic waste and stuff that's there. I'm sure the Haslams have looked into this soil suitability.
I swear, I did
building.
Think there was like remediation at some point.
Bill, thank you for. I have no idea.
I thought
thank
originally
the
when they talked about that project, there was something about state money that was going to be available. Like Mike DeWine had talked about the ability to, you know, take care of that contamination. So I again, we'll look into it more.
Jim in Concord Township, you're next up on the Fan.
Yeah, I just hope they get something done. I don't like refurbishing the old stadium. You know, going to Brook Park from Concord, that's not a bad deal for me. I wouldn't have trouble with that. But if they want to build it in Cleveland, then get rid of the old stadium and put it right there. Put a dome there. Do something. Get some Cleones in there in the city of Cleveland and, you know, get some big-time thoughts going.
All right, Jim, thank you very much for the call. I don't know necessarily what the EPA thing is. All right, I got to look into that. I can't sit there and subscribe to that or completely push it aside or whatever. I think that there's always going to be a legitimate concern no matter where you build and whatever's available, especially with 176 acres, okay? But I just have to point out again that once you see something that looks pretty opulent, that looks pretty exceptional, and looks like it would be like world-class, anything that's world class, I think people are going to be drawn to, and they're going to think that that's a good possibility. Now, as far as some sort of a land swap or anything, guys, that's something that has been bandied about. Lima has heard that within certain circles. I've been hearing that for certain circles. I don't know how far that goes. That could be a pie in the sky idea that's getting floated out there by people who aren't taken seriously within the circles of Cleveland or Brook Park or the county or wherever. So that is still very, 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 I would still say, very unlikely. All right? Maybe it would work out. Maybe everybody would be happy and Mayor Bibb would be satisfied and Blaine Griffin, the council president, would be satisfied. I have no idea. It's only a little bit of an idea that people are bringing up. The only thing that I think of now is that I took a totally different tack to that stadium today or on Saturday than I did 3 years ago. Where I would debate with people, go, it's a fine enough stadium. It doesn't have maybe some of the amenities that some of the other stadiums have, but it gets the job done. It's a fine football stadium, all right? I told you before, and I would make this argument with people who'd complain about the stadium. Mraz, Jay Berman, both big Giants fans, you remember they were in town. They said they liked that stadium more than they liked MetLife Stadium, okay? So those are two people that have been to the very best, arguably one of the very best, and outdoor facilities, they say ours is better. Take that for what that's worth. But that was 5-6 years ago now. 6-7 years ago now, actually. Now I have 7 years later, and once I've seen something that looks like it's going to be amazing, and whether or not that's actually going to play out, I'm not sure, but once you see something that looks like it's going to be amazing, and that looks like it could be tangible, well, how am I supposed to take the current situation where they're at? Because all of a sudden, for the first time in my life, I'm going, you know, we got this lake that's right up here. There's no way to get in here from the north. That's a pain. And now you got this construction of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is not fair. It's not fair, but I can only describe my emotions.
But it is not only the fact that you're getting something new and shiny and enclosed. It's all the events that now you throw your hat in the ring for. And even if you don't get the Super Bowl, you will be getting some other major, major events. And obviously the city has been really good, despite their limitations, at being able to punch above their weight class. And they've done that the entire time our radio station has been on. The last 15 years, they've been able to do that.
So they should not spare his feelings, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, I said the question too quickly.
Or maybe I just am incapable of understanding.
News of Adele and Rich Paul's engagement has taken you out of the segment already.
I swear to God, every commercial break, I have seen something on one of, we like to do a scan of all the local television programming. And I swear, every commercial break, it's like I awoke from a coma and I had no idea what was going on in civilization. Mm-hmm. I'm like, whoa, that happened? Adele and Rich Paul, that would have been an alert right to my phone. I mean, you know how much I follow these things, Ken.
Oh, very, very closely. Congratulations, product Rich Paul. Going to get engaged to Adele.
It's incredible.
He's done very well for me.
She's not local.
And how about, she's from England.
And I know we got other stuff to do. How about Rich Paul's buddy, LeBron, winning the gold medal, and the ratings came in, peaked at 23 million, much higher than any of the recent NBA Finals games.
Oh, really?
Like the last 5 years.
Congratulations.
More
on
people
all their
were watching that.
Well
you,
done.
You said you didn't watch it, though. Didn't you?
I saw. No, it was. I was at the stadium because I was doing sidelines. You didn't know that because,
again,
you don't care about me.
Off the grid.
That's okay. You only, honestly, you would have. If I would have messed the whole thing up, you would have cared.
I would have gotten an alert to my phone.
Thing, since my, I didn't mess it up.
My Google alerts are set to Rich Paul and Ken Carmen screws up game.
Let's take a listen to Ken's first hit.
Hello, Ken Carmen.
Jim, good afternoon to you. Gerard, good afternoon. And good afternoon to all the Browns fans. Two big things. One, Kevin Stefanski talked about competing. We know a little bit about this roster, really a whole lot, but he kept talking about compete, compete, compete. And they'll have to compete from the opening kickoff. We saw it all preseason so far, and it's been a mess around the league. And it's another wrinkle that Bubba Vendrone, the new special teams coordinator, has to take into account. How many corners is he going to keep? How many safeties? Do they add a linebacker? Can they take one out? It's just another thing Bubba Vendrone has to pay attention to as he helps head coach Kevin Stefanski whittle it down to 53.
Crushed it. You crushed it. That was awesome.
I put my fingers in my ears and made la-la-la-la-la noises to myself while you were playing
and
that.
Much improved.
Thank you! I was terrible the first time.
No, you weren't terrible.
It got better.
Ken, you sucked the first time.
It
was horrible.
The first, and I tell you, you want to know why? You want to know why? And I told Gerard this after. I'm used to working with Gerard. I was working with Jim and Doug last time, and it's just like, what am I going to do? I'm working with Jim and Doug. So there was this amazing, like, holy cow. Gerard's great. But I'm used to working with Gerard, so we know how to take care of each other. So I'm much more comfortable working with Gerard than I was. Like, we interviewed Doug a bunch of times, and I love Doug. But Doug and Jim, I mean, good God, that's intimidating. So to work with Gerard, and Jim's incredible, to work with both of them, the dynamic changed a little bit. That's all. But I still got two more to go, so I can mess those up too. So we'll figure it out.
Just for radio content,
yeah,
it would be better if you screwed one up.
You want me to screw one up on purpose?
But no chance. And you know what? I think it's becoming too much. It's almost becoming too hack. Lesser shows would try to have you shoehorn phrases, and we are not going to do that.
Yeah, definitely won't do that.
I think that is unprofessional. Like to throw a coming in hot in there. I just
Why
don't think that
do
would
that?
Make any sense. That would not be professional.
It's not good.
To do throw in a Randy Buffington reference.
Would I be?
Why would you do
would
that?
Would I be invited back for the 2025 season if I shook my keys
and mentioned pineapples?
Speaking of swing passes to Jerome Ford.
Oh, that's a little bit of a role reversal for Elijah Moore.
Andy would just text me, my office, immediately after the game. Andy, you're... No, I have to go to my office immediately
I'm
after the game.
I'm in Seattle. I don't care.
I don't care. I will be waiting on you. I'll be waiting for you on the tarmac like you're Lane Kiffin.
I mean, I do think you're instantly catapulted top five radio sideline guys Browns history.
I just want to thank Joe Thomas
Nathan
for moving
Zagura,
to Germany.
Gerard Cherry.
Say the names.
Jameer Howerton.
Say the names. Dre.
Jameer Howerton.
Say the names. Say the
names. Casey Coleman.
I didn't say it. I didn't say it. So when you start to text, and I wasn't the one who did, I wasn't the one who did it. 216-474-0092. I'm going to turn my phone over and make sure it don't light up. Anyway, thank you very much. But I knew you and Keith were sitting there. I didn't think you were because you didn't have any power, so I was worried about you. I was worried about your power and everything. I knew Keith was sitting there going, come on. Come on, mess it up. Getting ready.
No, come on.
He had the
gun
cocked.
Don't we support people at this station?
Not Keith Britton, not our boss.
We just root for the... Like, Jonathan Peterlin, he got to fill in for Jim Rome. I wasn't sitting there going, oh, I hope he screws this up and all the Rome...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Clones make fun of them. I can't fathom living in that world. I'm too sophisticated now. Wow. I'm too mature.
I'm glad
new
you
Lima,
are.
Huh?
New Lima. Old Lima would have been calling in, going after him.
I'm glad you are, because Keith is not mature enough to do that, and Keith was definitely waiting with bated breath.
He just wants the content.
Come on, screw it up. Oh, yeah, he wants to. Yes, he wants it. He wants us to make fun of it, you guys to make fun of me, and he definitely wants Afternoon Drive to make fun of me. Moving on from that. No, it was a lot of fun, and I saw Amari Cooper standing on the sideline with his headset
you
on,
said
listening.
He was upset, and he guys, was cursing
I
everybody?
No. He
had
was
his Instagram ready.
He was perfectly fine.
Fire
see, this
things.
Is where I got a little bit mixed up, and Mitch had to straighten me out there yesterday about it, because I did not see the social media post. So I saw the initial report, and there were some people in the building going, that is not true. We did not offer Amari Cooper. That is not true. Like, that's what was said to me, right? And I see Amari Cooper on the sideline, and he's talking with everybody because it's a preseason game. So it's not the worst mood in the world. It's a little bit jovial, I would say. But he has a headset on. He's listening to everything. So I just moved about my day. And I thought, well, a rumor's a rumor, and a report is a report. Sometimes they are fully 100% ironclad true. Sometimes it's rumors are rumors, right? And then Mitch showed me the social media because I don't follow him on social media. And I went, oh, gosh. He was upset by these machinations here, or at least wanted to prove a point by these machinations here, where it said that allegedly the Browns had offered Amari Cooper as part of a deal for Brandon Ayuk, where Amari Cooper on his Instagram posted, LOL, I wouldn't mind at all. Now, you and I got into this at 7 o'clock, and whether or not they treated Amari Cooper fairly, not Brandon Ayuk, but Amari Cooper fairly in this entire situation. And I have to admit, while I adore Amari Cooper in his entire career, I think he's been an underrated wide receiver. Big fat eraser phrase there. He's a 30-year-old wide receiver. I didn't think there was a chance that San Francisco would want him back. I didn't think that it would mix. I didn't think it was a good deal for either side. That's why I said it. I don't think Brandon Ayuk sucks. I certainly don't think Amari Cooper sucks. But you have a chance to, I don't know if it's even get better, but I know I'm going to get a good wide receiver, a really good wide receiver, at a younger age. I just don't know how they'd pay him considering everything else that's on there. That's why I thought, boy, it would really make a lot of sense for you guys to just draft a top-end wide receiver in the first round. Hope that Jed Wills works out and then try to draft a top-end wide receiver in the first round.
Look, trades are always exciting, especially now the newfangled NFL trade is starting to look more and more like an NBA trade.
Yes.
Where we're talking about players switching teams that never used to be the case for so long. It was almost always draft picks. And so in this case, you can't avoid it. Names are going to get leaked no matter how carefully you try to orchestrate these trades behind the scenes. So I think that's one of the unfortunate consequences of having this go down, especially Amari Cooper. I mean, Amari is such a huge force behind the scenes and the way that people react to him. I think it's crucial.
And it's weird because like they stuck it out with David Njoku. At the time when David Njoku asked for a trade, it's like, fine, go ahead, get your trade, whatever. They stuck it out with David Njoku, and he has really come on strong here over the last couple of years and has blossomed into one of the top tight ends in the NFL. Hell, he might even be underrated in his own right when we talk about him. But he's blossomed into one of the top tight ends in the NFL over the last couple of years. With Amari Cooper, what you see is what you get. What you see is a great wide receiver who gets the offense started in so many ways, got it started with four different quarterbacks because he didn't play in the final week of the season with, I don't even remember the kid's name, but it don't matter anymore. Jeff Driskel, he didn't even have to do it with him. So you know how good he is. And I think that fans want to reward that because they know him, but I only have to look into the future. And the future is probably no more Amari Cooper in that you're hoping that Jerry Jeudy takes over. And apparently, there's some people who are pretty bullish on Elijah Moore. And I hope that they're bullish. I hope that they're right about being bullish on Elijah Moore because so far the fans haven't really seen it with him. That Albert Breer says that, quote, I think Browns receiver Elijah Moore might be a surprise 100 catch guy. He's had a really good camp, and his feel and football IQ make him a nice fit for Ken Dorsey, whose offense is very friendly to slot receivers. And I think we even saw a little bit of that in the preseason game against Green Bay on Saturday. So I think a lot of us are hoping that, but if you're thinking about you can get Brandon Ayuk, I don't know why you can't listen. And that all said, Tone, I do not fault Amari Cooper for the third straight team of his three-team career being a little bit upset because now he's the subject of trade rumors yet again. There were trade rumors with Oakland, there were trade rumors with Dallas, and here we are in Cleveland, and there's trade rumors with him again. It's been his entire career, and I think if I were Amari Cooper, I'd go, you know what? I don't give you guys half the headaches that half these guys around the league do. You can kiss my ass for the last 10 years. I'm serious. If I were Amari Cooper in private moments, I didn't give Oakland headaches. I didn't give Dallas headaches. I certainly didn't give Cleveland headaches. And all you guys want to sit there and do is talk about trading me. I'd be very upset if I was Amari Cooper with media, with fans who are talking about just trade him and go ahead and move on. Obviously, with the three teams he's been, if you were Amari Cooper, you'd be pretty upset. I can understand that too, because I would feel like I am undervalued in my entire career. But also understanding as an outsider looking in, you're 30 years old. How long are you going to be able to keep it together? You might be a grand old man by the time it's all said and done. We might regret having to let him go at the end of this season. But he's 30 years old. He'll be 31 next year. Guys, we understand that this is the business.
That's why I fault
the Browns with opening up their phones to figuring out a way to be better.
That's why he's an interesting test case, because he didn't really show any signs of slowing down.
No. No. And it's not even being better this year. It's about being better for the future. So I can't fault the Browns for taking a phone call. I mean, that's what their job is. That's what Andrew Berry's supposed to do. And he's been an aggressive trade person before. In fact, I mean, I don't think this is an aggressive trade, but you woke up overnight and found out Nick Harris is a Cleveland Brown again. So they did their job. But for Amari Cooper, it only behooves him to do his job. Because what's the last resort he had? He could do a hold-in, tried that for a little bit. You don't want to get fined. You don't want to lose money going into the last year of your contract. They could work something out, give him a little bit extra, whatever. But it only behooves him to go out there and be the type of wide receiver he's always has been. And I would feel that if Amari Cooper is about his business, and I think he is, I trust him to not go out there and pout and run bad routes and do what we've seen other wide receivers do in the past. I don't think that he's going to be that guy. So really, in some way, I guess you could kind of feel bad for a guy who's made $100 million in his career. But in really, it's like you got no other choice other than to play at your very best and make, what, $25 million this year doing it? That's still a hell of a lot of money for the guy. It's just what it is.
Yeah, especially now. But again, what screwed it all up, and we've said this from the beginning, once that Calvin Ridley contract got signed,
yes,
that was going to start a new conversation from the perspective. And it wasn't just Ridley. I mean, a bunch of other guys. But he was more productive than Ridley at the same age.
The money is the money. I know that a lot of them think that the money is respect. In so many cases, I think it is. I think he's paid a lot of money. I just think that this is the truth of the matter. It's been 10 sterling years. 1,000-yard receiving seasons by Amari Cooper. It's been a fantastic career, and I hope he gets number 8. But this is the business that you've chosen as a wide receiver in the NFL. That at some point, sooner or later, and I can't believe it's not, I remember when he got drafted, for crying out loud, but at some point, they're going to feel he's expendable. And any team is going to feel that way. And if he goes out there and he plays exceedingly well this year, I think he probably knows in his heart of hearts, it's probably a 2-year deal. That's not going to make it $30 million a year. That's not going to get you what Justin Jefferson is getting or what Jamar Chase is about to get. And you can make every argument that you've been just as good at those guys at older ages. But the league's always looking to get cheaper and younger, never older and more expensive. Just ain't going to go your way in that case. It's the unfortunate fact of the matter. Mitch, please.
All right, guys. We have last night's NASCAR race at Richmond, which saw Austin Dillon take the checkered flag. Bit of a controversy at the end, though, as Dillon made contact with both Joey Logano and Denny Hamlin during the final lap, and Logano and Hamlin spun out. Logano spoke after the race and was not happy about the results or Dillon's victory.
Apparently, you can come from 5 car lengths back and completely wreck someone, and then wreck another one to the line, and we're going to call that racing.
Cool.
Did NASCAR take that away?
Yeah. Yeah. They won't. They won't.
Did you think that was coming, Joey?
No. I mean, when you get like that far back ahead, that's 3 to 4 car lengths ahead in the 3. I even back up the entry. I was like, I just wrapped the bottom here. I'm good. And he just drives in so hard. He had no intentions to race. I beat him fair and square on the restart, and he just pulls a chicken move. He's a piece of crap. The kid, he sucks. Right. He sucked his whole career. And now he's going to be in the playoffs, and good for him, I guess.
All right, let me take it from here. So what I saw, get the music going. Get the music going. Look, in restrictor plate racing, I know one thing. And when you get loose with that quarter panel coming down the chicane, I will tell you, in my years of watching this type of racing, especially next gen.
He comes from a dirt track family.
Oh, listen. When I think about what I saw in that Super Speedway over the weekend, that short pit, some of that activity going on over by the downforce of the dirty air, the choose rule, and the dragon groove, I saw some good racing, and it should all be legal. This is entertainment. You call that cheating. I call it entertainment, and I was thoroughly impressed. That was some of the best racing I'd seen in years.
I guess I don't need to say anything. I guess you got it. Do you want me to give my opinion on this?
You know what? You
understand? Since I'm the one who's a race fan?
Do you understand the angle at which a tire makes contact with the track surface? They call it camber. And with some of the banking on that track, especially on that north side of that trioval, that dirty air and the downforce and the drafting and the drag, and I'm in the D's right now on the glossary page that I pulled up. You get loose, those marbles start getting a little bit out there, and then you're stuck in neutral, pit road, pit stall, pole position, push, quarter panel, restrictor plate, roof flap, round, silly season, spoiler, stagger, sticker, stick, super speedway, sway
stop.
Bar.
Stop. Stop.
No, go ahead, Kenny. I thought it was awesome, though. So, I did watch the video.
I'm sure a lot of people who are listening don't understand it. Do we have the final call of this? I believe we do, because it was just egregious. Austin Dillon just does a dive bomb into Joey Logano, pushes him
on
the track.
One more time around for Logano. The white flag's in the air. Logano looks back. He has a car link now. Joey Logano through 3 and 4 for the final time. There's the contact. Hi. He does get to him. The 11 on the inside. He gets into the wall. Dillon's going to win.
Now, what were you seeing there, Anthony Lima? What did you see?
So the audio... Wait, are you doing it or am I doing it?
I'm tapped
out. Okay, so the audio is television audio. It's not radio audio.
USA Network.
Audio courtesy of USA.
Racers will.
Sweet goes headlong into the rear end of Joey Logano. Joey Logano is right. He has like 2 car lengths. So I don't know about 3, but he has 2 car lengths on him. The way he goes up the track, he was definitely trying to move him. This was a last gasp effort. I've seen that done before. I've seen a guy in a number 3 do that before. I've never seen the guy in the number 3 then come back around and then send Denny Hamlin to the wall as well. That was... Logano's upset, that's one thing. The Denny Hamlin thing, that was video game stuff. I can't condone that.
So why can't you do that?
Because it's dangerous, and it's not racing.
Well, the racing I grew up on, Twisted Metal Gear Solid.
I mean, he totally...
So how are you supposed to win if you're in second?
He left turns. He drives right into the rear quarter panel of Denny Hamlin going, I'm making the playoffs. I'm winning no matter what.
I've heard it's okay to left turn. You do not want a right turn.
Okay, so if you are in the crowd and you are watching that...
Unless you're at Road America.
You said the crowd was fired up.
Daytona?
Hell yeah, the crowd was fired up. Nobody likes Austin Dillon. Okay. But the problem is they...
But you were given an entertaining finish.
Oh, it certainly is an entertaining finish, because I'll tell you what, if it would have just ended with Joey Logano winning that race, we wouldn't be talking about it during Mitch Please, I can tell you that. The best thing going for Austin Dillon is that he spun 2 people that fans don't like. He spun Joey Logano, and he spun Denny... He didn't spun Denny Hamlin anywhere. He just sent him right into the fence. That's the only thing about Austin Dillon, except the fans don't like Austin Dillon. Because he races with the number 3, and that's Dale's number, and he's not a good driver. I mean, Joey Logano is not wrong. Joey Logano is a fantastic race car driver, one of the best in the world, and Austin Dillon is not. And the only reason Austin Dillon has that ride is because of who his grandfather is, who owns the team. Turn the music on if you want to. I mean, I tried to fight it. I love Richard Childress, but the truth is the truth. The only reason he has that ride... He shouldn't even be in cup race, and the only reason he has that ride is because of who his grandfather is. That's all there is.
Okay, this is how you could tell I'm a casual, because I only want entertainment, and that was entertaining.
Was.
At the end, you get all the way to the finish. I mean, that was how far before the finish line?
To a real race fan, that was going into turn 3. So going into a real race fan, that was garbage. And it was garbage.
So what happens? Is there a fight behind the scenes?
No, he'll get him back next time. And Joey Logano and Denny Hamlin will get him back. It'll probably happen in the playoffs. And they will make sure that he only sticks in the first round, and that's it. Because these guys are both playoff
guys. Well,
you
know what they say about playoff racing, right?
You got to watch out for Patrick Mahomes, or you're going to be in a lot of trouble. Now, I don't know what they say about playoff racing.
What do they say?
Educate
me. Hoping you'd come up with something.
No, I got nothing. Yesterday, I think the Guardians saved their season in the bottom of the ninth. Which... Listening to some of it, I don't know, and I'm not sure even if I want to like go around and start to ask. Did David Fry call his own number there on the bunt
in the 8th?
Yeah, did he do that?
Yeah, so
I don't care if you're an all-star, sir. Like, that is a disastrous call. You need to go up there. You're not a bunter. I've never seen you bunt other than that. You shouldn't be bunting. Not that means he's never done it. I've only seen him do it once, and that was the one time I've seen him bunt. You shouldn't be. I don't know why Stephen Vogt would have him bunt there, and I don't know why David Fry would call his own number to bunt. That was a ridiculous
thing.
That
wouldn't
even
have been a Tito bunt situation.
No.
Right?
Especially after he hit a 400-foot home run.
But if you
have bat before that.
If you have an inning go straight to hell because of that, and then in the ninth inning, in the bottom of the ninth, after the 8th, you have a situation where it almost gets away from you and you lose to a team like Minnesota, And Emmanuel Clase, your closer out there, is struggling a bit. I mean, they have bases loaded with nobody out in Minnesota.
No outs. And I'm
sitting on the couch, Tone. I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm sitting there on the couch going, if you guys lose this, considering how this last week has gone, I don't know if you're ever going to recover. Because what you did in the eighth was silly. Whoever's decision it was silly. And if this were to be blown, I don't know if you're going to recover. Because now it's you're pressing and doing dumb things to try to win baseball games instead of doing what you had done to get there in the first place.
Listen,
but now it's a 3.5 game lead, and the Cubs are in town, and I still feel weird about the Cubs after 2016.
They settled nicely after, you know, the losing streak was getting ridiculous. They lost, you know, to start out the series and to win the final two. But more importantly, I thought, was Gavin Williams and Bybee. You need to see that. How often has that happened at all this season where we've gotten, you know, two starts like that?
Few and far between.
That's huge.
Few and far between. So they welcome the Cubs today. You don't feel weird about the Cubs?
No. I mean, the whole team's different now. That's not the same.
Mitch wants to make sure we know that the Browns are signing linebacker Brandon Boyer-Randall.
Like, when we play the Warriors...
There you go. You guys all have that now.
In 3 years, or 4 years, there's no Draymond, there's no Steph, Clay's gone. It's not going to feel the same.
No.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.